Hello, this is Asha. Today I will be telling you a story of something I overcame and self-reflecting on. Now, the topic we're going to be discussing within this story, we will be talking about bullying. Now, the reason I chose this topic for today is because I'm a first grade teacher. And though this is common in any type of age group or stage in childhood development, I feel like a lot of people assume that bullying is not as serious or as severe as it is in middle school and high school. Yes, I understand people try to say kids will be kids. They're just playing around or they're just friends. This is just how they play. A lot of times these children become traumatized. And once you start at a young age, a lot of your development, your behavior start to change quickly. So I want to talk about how me, myself, how I went from being a jokester, class clown and everything to where I actually became a bully myself for a moment until I overcame such a thing to where I'm happy I am where I am today and I've gone through that and this would never happen again. Now, I will start the story from the third grade. I was in the third grade, and I hung out with these girls who, in the way, we thought we were just playing around and being, like I said, a clown, you know, joking around. But as time went on, I started to notice we were targeting certain people to play pranks on. We were going towards people, you know, to pick fun at. Because we thought it was funny. As long as it was funny, it was harmless. We as kids we didn't think of the consequences of our actions towards people or their mind or their emotions or their soul. We're still learning ourselves at this point. So for a whole week, I was reflecting on our actions, how we treated other people. And as Friday was coming along, I just realized I couldn't do it anymore. I hated feeling like I was mean to someone. This isn't funny if I'm mean to someone. Now, we do have to remember that is one of the key words when it comes to being bullied. Yes, there is harassment. Yes, there is physical damage and violence and, you know, malevolence towards it. But at the same time, these are people who are actually being generally mean. This is mean. This is nasty. This is wrong. So Monday comes along and we might catch up with the girls again. And they go towards one of their favorite people to mess with. I normally don't be around them because of the rumors they've said about him. Mind you, as kids, we're always talking about someone ate their boogers or, you know, play with the water fountain too much. It's so many different stories kids tell. I still hear them with my first graders. Yes, I teach first grade. Now, I came in. I saw what they were doing. I went in front of him and I stood up. I stood up for someone who couldn't stand up for themselves. I did yell. I did fuss. My friends looked so confused, and they just backed away. And I ended up being his friend for a few days or when he was done playing with me. And from then on, I realized, I want to say I felt better to be someone's friend than I did to be their enemy or the punisher or something. So for me, what I teach my kids, and I hope you guys can take this from the story as well, be kind, be sweet, be generous, be good. Because I know my grandma put that in me, my mother put that in me, that I'm a kind person. I'm warm-hearted. I have a welcoming smile. And as long as you tell kids, this is what you aim for. You keep laughing at them, saying mean things to people, they're going to think it's funny. Funny does not mean harm. You have to think what these kids are thinking. Funny does not always mean harmless. Okay, so that is my story. I really hope you guys take it to heart. You talk to your kids. You tell them how wonderful they are for being a good person. Every person is a good person. I truly believe that. We start off good. We really do. I just hope you guys take this in account that people can change, and it is possible to change a person from being a bully to a non-bully. I really wanted to make that a discussion, because it is a very important discussion to me, and I do teach my kids about anti-bullying, and you know, make sure you speak up when you do feel like you're getting bullied, or some you see your friends getting bullied, you speak up. Be their voice if they can't be their voice. And a lot of my kids have taken account to do those actions, and I really do like that. And I do want to somehow, some way, you know, just stop bullying just a little, decrease it, you know, lessen it. We all been through it before, and it's not fun, and it should not be, you know, quote unquote, a part of growing up. Part of growing up should be showering and filling yourself with love, compassion, understanding, learning, teaching. It's just, there's so much to life than just being mean and cruel. So I'm glad I was able to bring this to you guys today, and I hope you guys, well, I hope you guys took something from this. I really do. I want to thank you guys for listening to Miss Sasha's talk, and I hope you guys go ahead and pass on the lesson that I've learned. And please remember to only spread love out there. Till next time, bye.